Great. So we have two paired lists here where they use a keyword or a key phrase. Here I am too. And then they just fill in the blank. Worship. Here I am too. Bow down. Here I am too. Say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Once again, they're using a very simple technique that involves repetition, but builds it off of a list of ideas. Blessed be your name has the same type of thing. Now, we already talked about how blessed be your name has repetition in both the verse section and the chorus section, but it also incorporates the list technique. So in the verse, this is our number three song on CCLI, we have what's called a unique list. Now, a unique list doesn't go off of the keywords or the key phrases, but composes a set of unique ideas that all speak about one subject. And so we have songs like, Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the skies. Your righteousness is like a mighty mountain. Your justice flows like the ocean tide. And so you take this unique list of His love, His faithfulness, His righteousness, and His justice, and build thoughts about each one of those things that you've listed. In the same way, in Blessed Be Your Name, we already saw the repetition, but we also see the sense of a list. He says, Blessed be your name when? In the land that is plentiful, where the streams of abundance flow, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place. Though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. And so what has Matt Redman done in Blessed Be Your Name? I think that he built it off of the idea of, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. So I will bless the Lord at all times is kind of the idea of this whole song, whether things are good or whether things are bad. So let's do this. Let's list out all the good things that I'm going to praise the Lord for, and let's list all the hard things or the bad things that I'm still going to praise God in the midst of, and that's how he built the entire song, is just by creating a list of those unique things that he want that would motivate him to bless the Lord, and also those things that are hard times where the form of worship would be lamentation. Lamentation, the prophet Graham Cook says, is one of the highest forms of praise because it's motivated by nothing but the greatness of God. In other words, lamentation is when you're saying, though the stall is empty and though there's no grapes on the vine, yet I will praise you. You know, it's like, even though things are going wrong and things are hard, I'm going to praise you anyway. And so he does those things that motivate praise, both in a positive sense and in a negative sense. People ask me all the time about writing songs that appeal to the darker side of life. Like, people are hurting, people are suffering, people are going through hard times. Should we write songs? Should we write worship songs about that? Well, yeah, you should, but they should be in lamentation form. Lamentation form goes down and meets people in their painful place.